That's it for Information Desk this week. And now more news, starting with the death of one of the most influential Norfolk naturalists, followed by the WI celebrating its centenary with Pam Ayres.
One of the most influential Norfolk naturalists in his native county for more than five decades, John Goldsmith, has died at home, age 69. A former president of the Norfolk and Norwich Naturalist Society, he was always willing to share his knowledge with fellow wildlife enthusiasts and the wider public. He was also a founding member of the Norfolk Bat Group and launched a major project in the 1970s to identify every known bat roost. Known as Norfolk's Batman for his expert knowledge, he was the first port of call for journalists on the subject. He started what became a dream job at the Castle Museum in Norwich as an 18-year-old in the then Natural History Department. It was there that he became a self-taught taxidermist and catalogued hundreds of specimens, some almost 200 years old. For 20 years, he was ringing birds for the British Trust for Ornithology. In June 1973, he identified the first distance recovery of a Setti's warbler in Norfolk, which had been originally ringed in August 1970 in Belgium. It had hit the window of a house on a new estate near Norwich and was officially accepted as a record.
More than 1,000 women from across the county came together to celebrate 100 years of the Norfolk Federation of WIs. The milestone occasion paid homage to important events in women's history in the past century, including the suffragette movement and women's war effort. The Norfolk WI annual meeting at Norwich Theatre Royal opened with a speech by the former theatre chief executive Peter Wilson before the formal meeting commenced. The celebration continued with guest speaker Pam Ayres, who entertained guests before hosting a question and answer session and book signing. Norfolk Federation of WI's chairman, Margaret Collingwood, said the event celebrated the changes in women's lives in Norfolk in the past 100 years, with the Federation boasting a membership of more than 5,000 people. She said it was an interesting time for women 100 years ago, and it's no coincidence that so many WIs started up during the aftermath of the war when women found a voice.